Good afternoon.
The attack in Salisbury was the first use of a nerve agent on NATO territory. On March the 14th of March, NATO allies made clear their deep concern and condemnation of this reckless breach of international norms. Since then, intensive consultations have taken place among allies, including here at NATO and in capitals. Those consultations have resulted so far in the expulsion of over 140 Russian officials by over 25 NATO allies and partners. This is a broad, strong and coordinated international response. And as part of that response, NATO is unified in taking further steps. I have today withdrawn the accreditation of 7 staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for 3 others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people in line with my decision. This will bring the maximum size down to 20. This sends a clear message to Russia that there are costs and consequences for its unacceptable and dangerous pattern of behavior. And it follows Russia's lack of constructive response to what happened in Salisbury. Our actions reflect the serious security concerns expressed by all allies and are part of the coordinated international effort to respond to Russia's behavior. They are proportionate and in line with our legal obligations. Today's decision does not change NATO's policy towards Russia. NATO remains committed to our dual-track approach of strong defense and openness to dialogue, including by working to prepare the next meeting of the NATO-Russia Council. And with that, I'm ready to take your questions.
We have time for 2 questions. Sky?
Secretary General, Mark Stone from Sky News. A couple of questions, if I may. First of all, what difference in practical terms will these expulsions make? Some will see it as, yes, united, but somewhat superficial. Can you give some details of what material difference this will make, the expelling of these diplomats, if that's what they are? And my second question, what changed last week? Because I know that European leaders went into a dinner with Theresa May, and they told us, somewhat sceptical on their way in. By the time they came out, things had changed completely. Can you give us your sense of the evolution of opinion last week?
What we have seen over actually several days and a couple of weeks is that there has been very close coordination between NATO allies, partners, EU members, NATO members, on how to respond to the Salisbury attack and to the pattern of reckless behavior by Russia. And we adopted a very strong statement by NATO on the 14th of May, of March. National Security Advisor Sedwell met with the North Atlantic Council, and also Boris Johnson came to the NATO headquarters, and we discussed potential measures, including the expulsion of Russian diplomats. So as a result of this consultation between NATO allies, many of them are also EU members, many NATO allies and partners decided then to expel Russian diplomats. And we also have some new announcements today. And then we have the announcement not only by NATO allies today and yesterday, but also by the NATO alliance today, to reduce the maximum number of diplomats accredited to NATO from 30 to 20, a reduction by 10. So this has been part of a political process, which is a response to the broader picture we see with the reckless behavior, the lack of constructive response from the Russian side, and therefore the need to send a very clear message. The practical implication is, of course, that Russia will have a reduced capability to do intelligence work in NATO countries and in those countries they are expelled from. And therefore, this is a clear and very strong message that it has costs and consequences to behave the way Russia has behaved.
Wall Street General.
Mr. Secretary General, are these expulsions enough to raise the cost to Moscow, or is this more of a first step to deter interference in the West? And secondly, won't reducing the size of the Russian mission complicate the diplomacy side of deter and diplomacy? Isn't it harder to talk to them if they have fewer diplomats?
Well, Russia will still have a diplomatic mission to NATO, and the size of that mission, maximum 20 diplomats, is big enough to facilitate a political dialogue with Russia, with NATO, between NATO and Russia. And as I said, we are not changing our approach to Russia, which is still based on a dual-track approach, meaning strong deterrence, defense, and dialogue. And we will continue to prepare for the next meeting of the NATO-Russia Council. This is a response. This is a clear message, but this is not a change of our policy. We will continue to work for a meaningful political dialogue with Russia. Then I think we also have to understand that, of course, what triggered this was the Salisbury attack. But it is part of a broader response by NATO allies to a pattern of unacceptable and dangerous behavior by Russia. We have seen the illegal annexation of Crimea. We have seen the destabilization of eastern Ukraine. We have seen cyber attacks. We have seen hybrid tactics. We have seen Russia investing heavily in modern military equipment and the willingness to use military force against neighbors. And all of that has led to an adaptation of NATO, where we also strengthen our capabilities when it comes to dealing with hybrid tactics, cyber attacks, but also now increasing defense spending, investing more in our defense, which includes also that NATO allies now have more resources to invest, for instance, in equipment, technology to detect and also protect against chemical attacks. So this announcement today is part of a broader pattern, a broader response of NATO allies to a pattern of reckless behavior by Russia.
One very last question, then Pia Deutsche Welle.
It's just quick. No, Terry Schultz. Maybe you should change your approach, because after Crimea, you downsized the mission, you took away some accreditations, and yet you see these acts from Moscow. Apparently, it hasn't worked. So do you think, as my colleague asked, will this make a difference?
It sends a very clear message to Russia that it has costs. And I actually think that Russia has underestimated the unity of NATO allies. The way we have responded, the unity we have shown, both when it comes to implementing the biggest reinforcement to our collective defense since the end of the Cold War, with the battle groups to the eastern part of the alliance, but also with higher readiness of our forces, and with the fact that after years of reducing defense investments, we are now increasing defense investments. I don't think Russia expected that. Second, I don't think they expected that NATO allies with partners have been able to agree and to stand united in implementing economic sanctions. So the combination of increased military presence, more defense spending, and economic sanctions by NATO allies and other countries is a very strong response, and which also imposes costs on Russia because of their behavior we have seen since the illegal annexation of Crimea. And then on top of that, we see a very unified response by NATO allies and many partners to the Salisbury attack. What I said is that we will still have a dual-track approach to Russia, meaning deterrence, defense, and dialogue. But we are changing the way we do that, partly because we have significantly increased and strengthened our deterrence and defense, and we will continue to do so. Second, we have suspended all practical cooperation with Russia. But thirdly, we continue to strive for a more constructive relationship with Russia, and therefore we'll continue to also work for meaningful political dialogue, which includes the preparations for the next meeting on the NATO-Russia Council.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.
Thank you.